Okay, so I'm starting about Tfilas HaDerech. Amos Matzli. When do you say Tfilas HaDerech? Omer Rav Yankiv, Omer Rav Chisdo, Misho Shemahalech Baderech. Or the Rif has the gears, Misho Sheyoiches Baderech. Means you have to be on your way. You don't say it in your house before you leave. You have to be on the way. Most poskim hold Tocha. Here you don't say it. You have to get out from the city. Ad Kamo. Now here's an interesting thing. What does it mean, Ad Kamo? Of two pshat. Rashi learns Ad Kamo means, for how long do you say it? And it's, you start, let's say you leave the city. For how long can you say it? Omer b'yankiv, Omer b'chizo, Ad Parso. You say it for the first parsa of your traveling. If you pass the parsa, you don't say it anymore. Parsa is dal and milim, whatever. Which is a difficult pshat. I mean, a person starts traveling, why should he not say it after the first parsa? Most people learn that's the Bahag, Rashi brings the Bahag's pshat, and that's how it is lahalocha. The question at Kamu was, how long does the trip have to be in order to be mechayiv tfilas haderech? And the answer is at parsa, meaning if your trip is less than your total trip is less than a parsa, there's no need for tfilas haderech. If your trip is a parsa or more, then you have to say tfilas haderech. We're not discussing when you have to say it. The Rashi is strange. I mean, why, if you travel to parsa, should you not say it? So you didn't say it. Why shouldn't you say it now? Is Achrayim explained to me? Sure, it's a difficult thing, but as Rashi holds that once you're more than a parsa into your traveling, you're already torud baderech. You're not so clear anymore. You're busy with traveling, so it's hard to daven at that point. Difficult shot. Okay, but Lemaisa in Shulchan Aruch has brought the Bahag, of course, that the trip has to be a parsa. But Lechatchila, they bring the Rashi too. Lechatchila, once you try and say it within the first parsa of your travel. Yeah, but if you didn't, you continue saying it until you're close to your destination. If you're within a parsa of your destination, then it's taken too late because then you're finished. The Heche Matzli Law, how do you say it? How do you daven it? Rav Chisda Omer Mu'umin, you have to stop. Stationary. Rav Sheshova Afilo Mahalif, even if you're moving. Rav Chisda Rav Sheshes, Havukazli, these two Bale Machloikes again. Rav Chisda says you have to stop to say Tfilas HaDerech, and Rav Sheshes says, no, even as you travel, you can say it. Havukazli Bu'urcha, they were going together on the way. Kom Rav Chisda Vikomatli. Rav Chisda stopped to daven, like he just said, you got to stop. So it's a Chogishtel, Kom. Vikomatli was davening. Rav Sheshes, Rashi tells us, was blind. Is Omle Rav Sheshes L'Shami, know what's going on? And Maiko Ovid Rav Chisda, what's he doing? Why are we stopping? Omalei koyu matzle, he stopped, he's standing and he's davening. Omalei ukmo nami ledidi, so meaning stand me up also. That's then I'll daven. I, Rav Sheshes is the one who says you can daven the mahalik. Miyos toiv al tikra ra. I might as well do it. I mean, what do I lose to doing it? It's the reason we don't make a person stop is because when he's traveling, he'll lose time or the other people go ahead of him. He says, he's anyway stopped, so I might as well stop and say it. So Big Asik had a paskin. Machlokes, do we pass like Rav Sheshes? Do we pass like Rav Chisda? Some paskin this way, some paskin that way. And then even if you're mahalik, he can. But it's better if you could stop. Good. Now, new thing. Kamo Tfilas HaDerech. We had the other Tfilah Ktsor, if you remember yesterday, when a person's again, Tfilas HaDerech, so I get confused. Tfilas HaDerech, and nothing to do with regular davening. You're davening. It's a special davening, special Tfilah for going. Tfilah Ktsor is a different story. Tfilah Ktsor was talking where you're in a Mokum Sakon and you have to daven. You haven't davened yet. We allow you to say a Tfilah Ktsor, which is we had different Nuschas, maybe one quick broch. Now, we had another shorter form of davening called Havineinu. Havineinu is we came out like Shmuel. It's the first three, the last three, and the middle bracha is a combined bracha. And that we said is not b'mokum sakona. That when you're torahed on the derech, or it's a apostle, somebody will interrupt you. Basically, Abayi didn't like it. It was light. I'm on the matzoli havineinu. Now, so now off tviyas there. Back to that. My ikabein havineinu tviyak tzora. What's the difference between havineinu and this tviyak tzora? Again, Tosfos says, what's the difference? There's a big difference. Tfilas Ktsora, you can only daven b'mokim sakona. Havineinu, you can daven b'mokim where you're going to get interrupted. It's a big difference. But Tosfos says, the Gemara wants to know, in each of its places where you daven it, what's the difference in the tefillah? not the difference when you say it. We understand the difference when you say this, when you say that. But in each one in its place, meaning havineinu b'mokim shaloi b'mokim sakona, tilaktsa b'mokim sakona. Is there a difference between the two in the tefillah shabo? So, yeah, it's a big difference. Havineinu boil tzluya gimel kamaisa v'gimel basraisa. Havineinu has a structure of Shmona Esrei. You have the first three brachas and the last three brachas. So it's a man Shmona Esrei. Imela v'chimoti lebeis leboil medel tzluya. You don't have to daven over when you come home. You're on the way. We are in a certain place. There, it's a mokum where people will be mafsik you. So you have the right to use havineinu. So you daven havineinu instead of a regular chakras. The first three, the last three, and this havineinu broken away. Now when you come home and it's still davening time, you don't have to daven over. Because it was basically, you said a Shmona Esrei. Masha'en kein tefila k'tzora, loy boi l'tzluyi, lo gimel kamaisa, v'lo gimel basraisa. There's no, it's simple, it's a short bracha like we had yesterday. What was the maskana? Was like the acherim. The nusach was merubim tzorki amcha. Tzorki amcha yisro merubim, daitam tzorki rotz v'necha, shilom parnosa, baruch shem v'mei atvila. So you don't say the gimel, you don't say the first three, the last three. And meilav v'chimoti lebeisi boi lemehedel letzluye. When you come home, you got to daven over. And there's a person who's in a mokim sakona. Right, he wants to daven chakras, time to daven chakras. So we allow him to say tefillah k'tzora. He comes home in time to daven, but he has to daven over. That doesn't take care of Shmona Esrei. Avineinu does. Okay. Now here's a funny gemara. V'hilchaso, another difference. Avineinu me'umid. To say avineinu, you have to stop. Tefillah k'tzora bein me'umid bein mahalich. Now, everybody points out, Hilchus is a strange thing. We never had any discussion about this. Hilchus usually means, Adam Achloikis. Does Havineinu need this? Does Havineinu need that? We never had a discussion. The discussion we had before between Reb Shesha and Reb Chizda, Mumra and Mahali, was talking about Tfilas Aderech, not Havineinu. It emphasizes in the Rif and the Rosh that the word Hilchus is not there. It would be better to read the Gemara without it. It's just another difference. Havineinu Mu'umid, Tfilik Tzorah Bein Mu'umid Bein Mahali. Okay, now. The Mishnah told us, he's traveling on a chamor, yered v'yispalim. Preferably, he should get off the donkey and daven v'yamensh, stand up and say Shmona Esrei v'yamensh. He may not yochel yered, he can't get off. The group is traveling further, whatever, he can't get off. Then, he says it on the chamor, yazer es ponov. If he can't do that, he doesn't do that. Now that's the machloikis, we'll see. Tana Rabbonon. No, regular dam. The regular dam. Now regular dam. O yoreichev ala chamor. Tana Rabbonon. O yoreichev ala chamor. Vigi as man tfilo. Im yeish lo mishu yoichez es chamoiroi. Somebody can, meaning he can get off. It's possible to get off the donkey and stay at Damshman when that's way. Yered lamata vi yispalil. Vi im lav, yeshev bimekoyma vi yispalil. That is the Mishnah. Meaning, if you can, you get off the chamor to daven. If you can't, we'll let you daven on the chamor. That is our Mishnah. Rebbe says no. Rebbe says, benkach u'benkach, whether you can get off or not, we're not mechayiv him to get off. Yeshev b'mekoymoy v'yispalil. Why? V'vishein daitu miyusheves olov. Says Rashi, the delay in the time messes him up. We don't make him get off. We don't make him delay. That means we allow him to daven on the donkey while he's moving. Because there's a question here in the Rishonim. When you say he doesn't have to get off the chamor, but does he have to stop the chamor to daven? The Rashi is explaining that the problem is, the reason he doesn't have to get off the chamor is because the delay will make him ain daitem yusheves. Correct? The delay is kosher lovik of haderech. And if kosher lovik haderech, then even if he doesn't get off and he stops the chamor, he's got the same problem. Enochanami, according to Rebbe, that's the Rashi and Tosis learn, we allow him, even though he could theoretically get off the donkey. There's somebody to hold the donkey. He's got a parking place. There's some shoulder over there. He doesn't have to. Because the delay will mess him up. Omar Rabbi, Tamer, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Aloch Karebi. We pasken like Rebbe, not like our Mishnah. Take a look at little Tosis. Aloch Karebi. Shelo yered lamato. Afilu shelo b'mokom sakona. When this Mishnah is not talking about Mokum Sakona, this is under normal circumstances. V'afilu b'mahalich mispalil. We let him daven, even as he's traveling. V'enu tzorach lahazit ponov k'neged Yerushalayim. All the requirements of the Mishnah fall off. He doesn't have to do anything. He just continues traveling as he was traveling. Yeah, no, regular Shmoneh Esrei. What? Correct. You're coming here to, it becomes an interesting problem which Tosis raises. You're telling me now that Shmoneh Esrei, regular davening, you don't have to stop. And Havineinu, you do. That's a very strange thing. Shmoneh Esrei is more than Havineinu. It's more chomer than Havineinu. That's what's coming out now. Once you pass like Rebbe, according to Rashi and Tosis, you're allowed to say Shmoneh Esrei b'mahalas. And Havineinu, you just told me, you've got to stop. His Tosis says that essentially that gufa is the answer. The fact that it's shorter, so we make you stop. In other words, it's only a question of a few seconds. There we say, Nigafrelach, not going to stop Ikuvadera. For them 2 minutes or a minute it takes you to say Avineinu, that's not going to make any Daitam Yushevis. Fakert. The longest one has to say, the stopping will, so Fakert, we allow you to continue going. Tana Rabbona, Sumo, someone who's blind, Umisheinu Yochel Lechavinus Aruchas. He is supposed to face Mizruch, as we'll see. What if he's blind? Well, he doesn't know. He didn't bring his chvez and have GPS with him. You know what I mean? He doesn't know where south. No one knows flying. Is he chavin libo kinegedov shabashomayim? Shenem of his palu al Hashem. Hoyoimet b'chutz lo'aretz. Now, the Gemara says Yechavin is libo. Tais points out it's not Yechavin is libo. It should be, it's ponah. We're talking about which way to face. He takes the word libo out from this whole piece of Gemara. Kenegin Eretz Yisrael means you should face Eretz Yisrael. We'll see at the end of the Bible. We're talking about where you should face, not where you should think. Kenegin Eretz Yisrael, Shem is Palo Elecha Derech Ha'atzim. Ho Yoyim Eretz Yisrael, Yechavin against them. So it doesn't mean libo. The little taste, where is it? Ho Yoyim Eretz. Lagoras libo. Da Ponov Koi. Kedektoni Seifu. Okay, Kenegin Eretz Yisrael, face Yisrael, Shem is Palo Elecha Hashem Derech Ho'ir, Asher Bochartim. Ho Yoyim Eretz Yisrael, Yechavin is libo Kenegin Beis HaMikdosh. Shem is Palo Elecha Bayis Hazeh. Ho Yoyim Eretz Yisrael, Migdosh. Yechavin is libo Kenegin Beis Kodesh HaKodoshim. Shem is Palo Elecha Mokim Hazeh. Ho Yoyim Eretz Yisrael, Kodesh HaKodoshim. Yechavin is libo Kenegin. So take that word by and say, Kenegin HaKapoiris. In your Kodesh, you should face the Kapoiris. We'll get to that in 1 second. Ho Yoyim Eretz Yisrael, Beis HaKapoiris. He's behind. He's past the Kodesh HaKadosh, like sort of behind, bain the thing to the western wall. Is again, the words are funny. The Rosh's gear is just Marzipon of Al Kapoiris. You should turn around and face the other way, face the Kodesh HaKadosh, which is what it means. Yir Atzmo Ki'ilu Lefnei, I'm going to face the Kapoiris. Nimtzo, Oimei B'Mizroch, Marzipon of Lemayriv. If you're east, you turn west. B'mayriv, Marzipon of Lemizroch. B'dorim, Marzipon of Letzofen. B'tzofen, Marzipon of Ledorim. Nimtzu, Kol Yisrael, Mechavnim, Eslibam, Lemokim Echot. And points out to us, we who all live in the west, we all face Mizroch when we dam. All of Ashkenazic Jewry at that point was west of Eretz Yisrael. This was Franco-Germany, it was France-Germany, and moved it to Spain. That's why we did Midloshin comes to us, we felt Mizrach. The Yidden in the China don't face Mizrach. We're India, we face Mizrach. Omer Abovin, Itemir Abavina, my crow, Kemigal David Savorech, the Mesmer is always referred to as the Tzavor, Bonoi Lital Piois, Tail Shekol Pius Poinim Bo. It's also the Yavitz into Sant Nazach. He was in the Kodesh HaKadosh when he's davening. Who in the world is in the Kodesh HaKadosh? I have a case. Who's standing in the Kodesh HaKadosh? I'll be in the Kodesh HaKadosh. I have a case. Guys in the Kodesh HaKadosh davening Shacharis. What's going on here? It emphasizes in many of the Rishonim that piece is not there in the Brayza. Like, I have a case. It's a case. So you could, if you remember, we learned, and if you remember, it was in Tomin and Midas, when they used to fix the Kodesh HaKadosh, they would lower the people in on these boxes. So say a shreds of glibid that they would lower them during Zman Tefillah. Very hard to believe that's what's going on over here. He says his only eight says, you know what they're talking about? The Kain Godl on Yom Kippur, on his way out, stands between the two paroichasin and he says a Tefillah. We should have a grain, all that long Tefillah we say there. He says that's what it's talking about. He says he doesn't know the case. The first one we call Chikadosh, remember? He's talking. He says, what's going on over here? The truth is, I think in the Rosh even, that piece is not in the Braisa. Abu the Shmuel v'Levi, interesting. The machloek is Abu the Shmuel v'Levi. Kehavu boy le meipak le urcha. they had to go, they had to travel. So they didn't want to die when traveling, preferably not. So what would they do? Havu mekadme umatzle. They would daven shachris, they were leaving early. It was before Yakir. So it wasn't before, so I'm for Krishma. So what they do, what they did was, they would daven Shmon Esrei. Shmon Esrei, Pashi Gedaven Eftalois Hashachar. They would daven Shmon Esrei. V'chi havamot izman Krishma Koru. And then they would say Krishma later. Now, you see what they're doing here. There's a toss-up here. They got a problem here. If they were daven later, as they were traveling, they couldn't daven b'mu'umet. They would be stuck. They would be traveling somewhere. They'd have to drive. They were traveling. The mile of davening at home is going to daven on a mile of Shmon Esrei. The downside of davening at home is you don't have smichas gula tefillah. It's too early to say Krishma. It's a judgment call, as they say. They obviously opted for tefillah b'mu'umet overweighed smichas gula tefillah. They davened at home, and later on the way they said Krishma.
What time did they daven?
After Alois, before Yak. Okay, that's a judgment call. We're going to see right now. It's a machlokes tanoim. Kiman, who do they hold like? Ki haitana desan. Let's get this case here. Hishkim lost his there. He got up early to go. Mevin lo shayfer. Yeah, he won't get a shayfer on the way. Let's say it's a shona. He can blow right after bidi yavid. He can blow after leis hashach. Give him the shayfer. Takei lulavim nanei megila bekaribo. Ukjegi asman krishma kar. Hishkim leishay bekarin obesvino. He's going there. Now he won't be able to dive in so well over there, Rashi says. Be a susa de mai. He won't be able to stand up. He'll have to fight. He'll have to have that a sitting shone as he's moving along. The first case seemingly sounds like he would be walking. Mispalel. So he davens at home early. That's basically what they did. They opted to say Shmon Esrei early and the Krishma later. Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Omer Benkach, Ubenkach. Either way, it's not an easy thing when it's Benkach, Benkach. Pasha means, in the first case, means you'd be able to daven later, or whether you can't daven later, only sitting. Either way, Kari Krishu Mispalel, Kadesh Yisma Gula Latvil. That Lachur is the Shaila, but Michael Miflagay, Masova Tvila Mu'umid Omid, Odif, the Tanakama held it's better to say Tvila Bimu'umid at home earlier, as opposed to a shvacha Shmon Esrei later, even though you're giving up smiches gula letfilah. Umar sova misma gula letfilah. That's Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Idei abur de Shmuel v'Levi are going basically like the Tanakhama. They would rather have the tefillah b'mu'umid than the smiches gula letfilah. Well, that's not so clear. According to Tosis, it means stopped. It always means stopped as opposed to moving. Then you won't be able to stop moving. Yeah, I mean, movement is a mile over sitting down too, but that's not the Umaduba here in the way Russian Tosis learns. Right. Now, okay, so they went like Tanakam. This is a big case. It's a big machlokes out of Paskin, the Bahagrav, and Hanan, and a lot of Paskin in this child. Now, interesting thing. Mereimar Umar Zutra. Now, what's going on here, Rashi explains to us here. Well, let's see. Havu mechanfe be'asorah b'shabbat ha'deriglu matz. They would make their own minyan. A shabbat ha'deriglu, they would daven. Shabbat ha'deriglu was before Yontif. There were a lot of Klal Yisrael got together and they would learn with them. Now, they learned straight through the morning. So as Rashi explains, they started learning early. When it came Zman Krishma, people would say Krishma, walk out, Krishma daven, but the shiurim would keep going. So what's with the Magid Shia? When is he supposed to daven? That was the problem over here. He would dash and people would move out. They would say Krishma, walk out, and they would say daven. What would they do? They wanted to get a tefillah b'tzibur. So before the Shia started, they would get together a minyan and they would daven. Okay. Then they would go learn. They would learn straight through the morning. People would go out and in when they wanted it. They had the tefillah b'tzibur before. Rav Ashi didn't do it that way. Rav Ashi matzli b'hadi tzibura b'yochid miyushiv. He davened when the tzibur would go out. B'hadi tzibur means either when they went out or mamish with him. He wouldn't even get up because he didn't want to be matriach people to when he got up, they would have to get up to leave. What he would do was like this. when they would say the Shir, it was a maturgam. When he would say something, he would translate. So when it came around the time for Krishman Davinin, he would say a lot. Giving the maturgam would have a lot to say at that point. In that time, he would say Krishman Davinin. Sitting there, when he was being Mashmir L'Rabim, he would say Krishman, be Sayyim Gold Film, and Mispala Bim Yushuv. He didn't want to even get up to be Matriat, the people to stand up for him. Okay. Let's, the. What do you call it? Meremer Mazutra. They want. They made tefillah b'tziva before. Okay, he did it as the people would not be. He made the shiur such that he had a 10 minutes whatever he needed over there. He said that much in the maturgam. That 10 minutes maturgam on. He said krishva with tefillah b'miyushev. He didn't even want to get up. The people should have to stand up for him. And they dam b'yichidus. Now, when he came home afterwards, he would then say another Shmoneser b'mu'umet. Says Rashi, because ain't daiti mushevah soul of kol kach. Fart was in the middle of the shiur, he was nervous, whatever. He would say another Shmoneser. Now, let's go slow over here. Amrei Rabbanon, what are you doing over here? Why don't you just dive before? Why don't you just daven before? You have to do this. Why don't you just daven before? Omalu trichali milsa. Now, trichali milsa we had before once when somebody missed the bit's marriage. Tell trichali milsa, it's hard for me to get a minion together. But here Rashi says more. Trichali milsa, I don't want to come late to the shiur. Because it's not just, the Rashash points out well, it wouldn't be enough to say he didn't want to, it was a tough heart for him to climb a minion. Good, so daven yourself before the shiur. What, he can't get a minion. What, do you have to daven yourself in the middle of the shiur, sitting down? Daven before you come to the shiur. It's trichali milsa, he didn't want to come late to the shiur. He didn't want to daven before the shiur. He wanted to start on time. Apparently they started early. At least do that. Meaning, at least, good, you don't believe, at least do what Abu they did, at least say Shmona Esrei before you come. That way you can say Shmona Esrei, a mensch, standing up. And you don't have to say two Shmona Esrei. You yourself understand that the Shmona, you're not happy with the Shmona Esrei you say, Bimi Yushev, you go and say it again. What's Asta Fundam, Achmed? At least say the Shmona Esrei before, drop the Smichas Gula Latvilo, like Abu the Levi, the Shmuel. I didn't see that a Rabbonim Kshishi, all the Rabbonim, did like them. Kipshuto means, that's one of Taisa's Rayas, the Bahag, that we pass like a Shimon Eloza. Because he's saying, I didn't see any Gdeli Yisrael going like them. Okay. Now, most people point out here, what did Daven over for? According to Shimon Eloza, you don't have to daven over. I mean, once you pass like Shimon Eloza, that means Mugul Tefillah is more important than Tefillah B'Mu'umin. Obviously, it's forfeiting Tefillah B'Mu'umin. You don't have to daven over. That was Zicha Chumra of Ravash. He felt, some Achronim claim, wasn't even else the sitting, it was all Rashi's Masha. He couldn't concentrate fully because he was in the middle of the Shia. He was Machmir on himself to daven over. Avana, he was davening over towards Tfilas Nadova. He wasn't Mechuyev to daven. And they all point out, it's only Rav Ashi. We don't say Tfilas Nadova today. What? He didn't do this? What do you mean? Yeah, I don't think it means on Shabbos. It means that preparation. They call it Shabbat of the Rigla. Yeah. Is much of the Bahag who passed Shimon Eloza, one of his rayas is this. That he's clearly saying, I didn't see Rabbanu Kshishi Paschal like that. Shulchan Aruch Taka Paschal is like Abu Levi Shul. That Tefillah B'Mu'umin is more important.
But all these cases here, and all the different people, whether the Rabbanim or the people who listen to Shira going out,
yeah,
they don't hold one to feel the
Tzibur. But they went out, they probably made a minion, you know what I mean? What's the problem? Just taking a vision, you know? He's going to hold and make a minion. What? No, he doesn't be a chiddus. Yeah, he doesn't be a chiddus. Yeah, he did not be a chiddus. He gave up tefillah b'tzibah for the shiur. That's clear. That's clear. What you had before, and you'd give him a law, so they weren't. Again, though, they were marked, but they taka made a minion before. Either it was difficult for him to get a minion, or he didn't want to be late. That's all. To climb a minion and dust would make the shiur start late. They took things seriously in those days. I mean, it was a serious operation. You know. I can talk about Yisrael. Shabbat the Rigla we had before, if you remember, and if you don't, we'll remind you. The Gemara called Shabbat de Rigla Yikra. They saw Yikra de Raisa then. Big things happened. Bekala de Oda, Bekala de El. Kochoza Yikra de Raisa. They saw Kovar HaToyer at Rezimne Yair. 2 times a year they saw Kovar HaToyer. Kol Yisrael got together. And Taisus brings over there. What did they see already? Taisus says, Shema Nisa Yisrachashlu. There was a Nes. Roisi v'sefer ho'itim shechiba rabbi Yehuda b'Barzilai sheshoma shehoya amud shel eish yored min hashamayim aleihem b'kaladel b'kaladoda. What a simple operation over there. You had a Rashiva talking to Klal Yisrael and amud shel eish came down in hashamayim. They saw Kovar HaTorah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Yomer ein tilas hamusofin ele b'cheverir. An interesting shita. Musaf is only b'tzibur. A yochid doesn't have musaf. Rabbi Yen explains, because musaf is not tachnunim, it's not bakosh, it's a shevach. He felt enough if the tzibur says it. Didn't make it for yochid. Chachomim oimim b'chevri, yesh lo b'chevri yeh. Yochid, tzib, no difference. Rabbi Yehuda oimim mishmo, Rabbi Yehuda said, b'shem Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, kol mokim sheyeshom chevir ir, yochid potter, mitfilas ha-musafin. If there's a minyan, it's a tzibah, yochid is potter. L'churi is saying the same thing that Tanakama said. Says it was a little bit different. Reb Yehuda haynu Tanakama, ika beinayu, yochid shaloi b'chever ir. What if I'm a yochid and I live in a city where there's no minyan? Tanakama saw the potter that Tanakama understood in Reb Elazar ben Azariah that a yochid doesn't have musaf, period. When it is a tzibah, there's no tzibah. Just no chiyav that they didn't make musaf for a yochid. Reb Yehuda saw the chayiv. Meaning, what he held up as I was saying is that in the tzibur is musaf pat is me. I don't dab, but if there's taka no tzibur, then I do have to dab. And even if Elazar ben Azariah.
What does that mean? It means
no tzibur here. What do you mean? There's no tzibur here. What do you mean? In this town, there's no tzibur.
What?
No tzibur. No minion in this town. We live in a small town. No minion. Yeah, because the shots. Shmitzir is moitzi everybody, but there's no shleir tzibur. Then the yochid says, according to Tanakamu, there is no musaf bichidus. Yeah, we have our system. We say it. He said that whole system over there. Don't know about guys. Namot saboki. Basically, yeah. Right. But if they're stuck in no shots, you got to doubt. According to Tanakamu, they never made musaf yochid. Period. That's all. Very interesting thing. I never said Musaf myself. Interesting. Because, as Rashi, in Ador it was a tzibur, and it shots always parted me. Bar meyahu yoyme, that day, there was an army invaded or something. There was no davening that day. So that day I davened Musa. So he told him, Yanai told him, poik, kro karacha, go say what you say, libra, they ain't halacha Reb Yehuda. So he's again the gears, is most of the gears that they told him, it's all wrong what you're telling. Go and tell everybody, ain't halacha Reb Yehuda. Shomishum Reb Elazar ben Azariah, meaning, el tap toises, el halacha ki rabbonon. That's what we all pass it. Even though, essentially, most of the Apagroim here say, halacha ki Reb Yehuda, but we go with this, ain't halacha ki Reb Yehuda. Musaf is like everything else. Omer Reb Yochanan. Now, Aniro Isi es Reb Yanai. Now, Reb Yanai is the one who just said that ain halacha, meaning the yochid has to daven musaf. Omer Reb Yochanan Aniro Isi es Reb Yanai. The tzoli v'hod tzoli, meaning he daven shachris, and right afterwards he dies. So I'm davening musaf, which is good because he also yochid has to daven musaf. Omer Reb Yimle Reb Zayir. How do you know that second Shmoneh was Musaf? Maybe second Shmoneh was Shachas because he wasn't Mechaven, as we showed him, at least in the first Bracha, we'll learn later. Something is Ma'akev. I'm like, come on. Chozi man gav rabbi the komasel. Reb Yechanan, this is not the Yosef Nemon saying over, you know what I mean? That's Reb Yechanan. Reb Yechanan knew what was going on. If he saw him davening over Musaf, he knew he davened Musaf. Depends who tells you your story, you know what I mean? Rebami v'Rebasi. Now this Gemara and Daf Ches. Rebami v'Rabasi, Afal Gav Davul Tleisa Beknishta B'Tveria. They lived in Tveria. There were 13 shuls. Lavamatzli elabene amude echedavu garzi. They daven be yichidus in the place where they learned the bene amude under the. They sat and learned under the pillars that held up the besmedit. There they daven. We spoke then. You see that. That hechad the garzi is doichet tefila betzibah. I got say sick over there. Yeah, sure means that. That's rabbeinu is pshak. A chosid rabbeinu yena paskins. A hechad the garzi doichet tefila betzibah. Only for Torah. So, no, so the Rosh says, we don't have it anymore today. But now, the question is, what in the world is this piece of Gemara doing here? What's that? We're talking about Musa B'chever here over here. What are we doing over here? So, as Tais says, he was wondering himself. Says, Tais, that's a right of what he said, that we just got through saying, Ein Alocha Karebiana, meaning a Yochid has to daven Musaf. And that's what they're saying over here. They davened Musaf. That's what it means. They davened Musaf, the guys, even though there were 13 shuls. I mean, there were plenty of tzibors in Tverya. Still they davened. That's what Tosfos says. They're talking about Musaf over there. And we'll bring another raya that people davened Musaf. What? What do you mean, Amshus?
So what's the raya?
Yeah, what tzibors there? What do you mean, what tzibors there? No, it's not that anybody in the town would be good. If it's in the shul, that's what it sounds like for me. That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like. Yeah, you're right. Yes. Okay. That's Rav. Vayta haloch kreb yudah shom mishum rabbeinu ben azai. Meaning a yochid doesn't have to daven. Reb Chiya bar Abba tzoli v'hodet tzoli. He davened again. My time over Mar Hochi, Elaim or Mishum de Lokivin Mar Daite. If Omar Rebbe Lezer, Babach Mes Loilam, Yomur Odom and Satsmo, person should always, before he davens, check himself out. And certainly you did that. So I'm sure that the problem wasn't you weren't Machavin, because before you daven, a person should get his act together. No, if he can be Machavin, and certainly you did that. Oh, Elo, the lo itke mar deresh yarcho was apparently was chaydish. That is because you left out. You left out. You davening over because you left out. What do you call? You left out yalav yovo. Ve'otanyo. Now we have to be careful. This is a very strange price. The gear says, look what it says. Tov lo hiske shorish chaydish be'arves ein marziran also mechiyoch lomo b'shachris. Toys. Everybody points out that certainly can't beat it. That's got to go. Because we're going to have in a minute the reason that if you skip Yalav Yovo and Mayriv, you don't daven over because a mekach is a chodesh balai. It's nothing to do with the fact that you can say in the morning. So they take that piece goes out of the brayse. That's for sure out. That you see, they're going, they're all taking it out. What this brayse should say, and in the Rif Dorsh, all it says is this middle case. The shachris, if you didn't say Yalav Yovo in shachris, you don't go back. Ein marzir enoisoi, meshi yochol le'oimah b'musofen. A strange din. If you didn't say Yalavi Yovo and Shachris, you don't go back because you'll mention a Shchedesh and Musaf. Look, now the Musaf they all take out also. It's also not true. We have a Musaf at Eimachzim that Sheyochel Omer B'Mincha. Showing him take that out. It says one thing in this Brisa that if you didn't say Yalavi Yovo B'Shachris, you don't have to go back because you'll say it. Not Yalavi Yovo. You'll say Resh Chedesh in Musaf. So that's what he was asking him. This apparently was Shachris Rosh Chodesh, and he saw him davening over. So he asked him, why are you davening over? Apparently it wasn't Musaf over there. He knew it wasn't. Why are you davening over? You weren't Mechavan? I can't believe that you didn't Mechavan. You didn't say Yalav Yovo. You don't have to go back in Shachris because you're going to daven Musaf in a minute. Omalei lav itmer alo omer Rabbi Yochanan b'tzibur shonu. That din is only betzibur. Now, the way most people learn, again, the Bahag, Rashi learns a little bit different here, it means, and that's the state in Shulchan Aruch, we're talking the shots in Shachris. In Shachris, Chazoras HaShatz, he left out the Yalav Yovo. Now, usually the din in the shots is that if he makes a mistake in the Shtil Shmoneh, so we don't make him go back. Because he'll say the Chazor Shatz right, we're going to stick it to Tzibur. If he makes a mistake in Chazor Shatz, then he has to go back and do the Chazor Shatz again. Say the interesting thing in Rish Chodesh, that in Chazor Shatz, since there is the Cheshvan of Tircha the Tzibur, We don't make him go back for Yalav Yov because he's going to right away daven Musa. That's what this price is. I'm not talking about a Yov. Talking about a Shatz and Chazoras a Shatz. You have two Cheshboinis. First, you have the Tichah that's a Bura problem. Plus, you have this idea that he can say it right away in Musa. Then we don't make him go back. But it was never, it's also Jalocha by a Yov. It's by a Shatz. It's a very specific halacha because it's only askor. You'll have it musaf and it's tichad. It's a buri, and they say with chalamoy it'll be the same thing. Yalav yovo, but not a yochid. So the kids, what happened over there? Why did he daven over? Because he forgot yalav yovo. That's all. That's all happened over there. He asked him, "You want mechaven? You want mechaven? Yalav yovo?" And I said, "No, of course I go back because I thought I forgot yalav yovo." No, it doesn't mean Yalav Yov. It means you'll speak about Rosh Chodesh and Musaf, so it's good enough. I'm saying, what? Yeah. He has this thing by Musaf and Mincha also. Most Rosh Chodesh say it won't be. Yeah, but see, Rashi learns different than the Bach altogether. Rashi learns, you're talking about a Yochid, but Yochid is davening B'tzibur. Since he'll hear it from the shots, we don't make him go back. The Shtilishman Esri forgot the Yalav Yov. We don't make him go. Yeah, right. Said Avochad the Gishman Esri. This is, of course, you said they all point out a chorin. Rashi certainly can't be goyres the first part. Toba Arvis, because there's no Chazos Hashatz there. He certainly didn't have that first piece. Nobody has that first piece that I know of. Taisus just says it could be it's there because it's agav. Because the facts is true. If you don't say Yalav Yovo in Mayriv, you don't go back. Not for this reason. You don't go back because we're going to learn right away. Because I'm Kacha Chodesh. So Taisus says it could be it's in the Braisa agav the orders. They threw it in there, but it's not that din. But in Rashi, it's impossible. You can't say the words because you're going to hear it in the Chazor HaShashad. You can't say those words. It makes sense. Kamu Yishabe Tfilo Letfilo. This is Nogei Lamaisa. If you have to daven two Shmona Esrei's in a row, be it because you made a mistake, you didn't say Yalav Yom, so you got to daven over. Or be it because you're davening Shachas Luz, you're home. If you're at home, you're davening by yourself between Shachas and Musa, there's no break in Matva. I mean, you can pour a Zok Milish, and also, whenever you have to say two Shmona Esrei's together, how big a break do you have to put between the two of them? Okay. Rav Huna, Rav Chizda, Chad Oma, Kidei Shetchoyne, and Daito Olav. His mind settles and he says, clear your mind so you can go run again. You know what I mean? Rashi, Daito Miyusheves, Larach Dov, Lashin Trina. You gotta get into the davening mode. So you take a breather and you start again. Chad Oma, Kidei Shetchoyle, Daito Olav. Which means exactly the same thing, just a different choice of words. Mando Oma, Kidei Shetchoyne, and Daito Olav, Dissibas Chanan El Hashem. Different words of tefillah. It means till you get yourself back. How much is it? Tais brings from the Yisham, all the Shein and bring. Yelech dalad amas. Take a second, whatever it is. Amar Avanan Amarav, the famous din. Tov lo hiski shavash chedish arvis. Ein marziru nos. If you leave out Yalav Yovo in Ma'ariv, you don't go back. L'vishayin bezin mekachin es hachoydesh ela bayoyim. So it's like not in Gansin Rish Chodesh. It could never have become Rish Chodesh at night. Whatever, you don't make him go back. That makes sense in a Chodesh Mole, meaning the month you're coming off is a Chodesh Mole, meaning it's 2 days Rish Chodesh. You're talking the first day of Rish Chodesh. I mean, because you'll make it up tomorrow. That's what he looked at it. You skipped it the first night of Rish Chodesh. You'll say it the second night. Aval b'Chodesh Choser, b'Chodesh Choser, where there's only one night of Rosh Chodesh. If you miss it, you should go back. Marziran also. Only Rav Ashi Lameima. That's not what Rav said. Rav said a reason because they mekatz the Chodesh Balayla. It's nothing to do with me. You can make it up or not. Mali Chosa, Mali Moli. Only Rav Ashi Lameima. Mishle Rav Taimukoma. He said it's for it. He didn't say because you can make it up tomorrow night. Because the first night of Rosh Chodesh is not that important. That's not what he said. He says, Ein mekatz the Chodesh Ela Bayoim. That applies no matter what. Mali Chosa, Mali Moli. Ela Loshon. That is La Halo Chavad is that way. If the one day Rosh Chodesh and you didn't say Yalav Yov by night, you do not go back. Because in Makach Chodesh, Ela Bayoin. The previous one. Rashi, Chodesh Ovar Mole. Hadron Tfil Sashach, in Endem Lespalil, Element of Kavid Rosh, Yira, Hachno. See the Marishain of Marishain Shoachas, they would sit an hour before davening to get ready to daven. Mispalolin kedesh yechavnu liman laviim shabashamayim. I feel a melech shayl b'shloimoi in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei lo yeshivenu. It's not like Krishna, Birchas Krishna, Shema Be'ayira, Meshmeh Akovod, all that, there's nothing. But if you will nochush koruch ala kovoy, lo yafsik. Points out to Rabbeinu Yonah, you can shake off the snake and move away, that you can do. But you can't be mafsik. Because the halicha per se is not a hefsik, but you shouldn't talk. And obviously, he points out, if it's a makom sakona, you can be mafsik. And we don't mean a nochush is about to bite you and kill you. We're not talking about over here. Menu ani mili. That you should daven mitoch kovid roish yira emoch noch veis. Amar Rabbi Loz doma kro vehi moras nefesh. By Chana, he moras nefesh, meaning she was more than serious, we should say. So Gemara mi my doma Chana shani davis miria libetuva. I don't know if we can learn that from what she happened to be in a very bad state. Doesn't mean that everybody has to be that heavy when they daven. And I'm sure point says an interesting thing because. In the next Vlad Gemara, we're going to learn out many halachas from Chana's Davin. Many halachas of Tefillah will be learned from Chana's Davin. But still, Mashiach points out this, that she was a Mar, it's not sure. Not the one felt you have no right to learn out from there. She was in a certain matzav over there. Elor Rabbi Yosi Reb Chanina Mehocho. Baniba Rav Chazecho Ovo Beisecho Eshtach Vechol Kochecho Beyiro Secho. When I come to Davin, it's a Beyiro. Zog Mavaita Mimai Duma David was different. David Shiny Davin Mitzah Nafshi Rach Mituva. David was a Geis of Espala. The name's Miris Yisrael. I don't know if we can necessarily deduce from the fact that David was Beyiro when he Davin that we have to be Beyiro. Still not a good marker. Elor Rav Shua Ben Levi Mehocho Hishtachul Hashem Bahadras Koidesh. Now Poshim Shad Hadras Koidesh means Hodem in Shemkite. Zog the Gemara Altikri Bahadras Put a Ches Ala Becharedas. Fight the fear, Yira. Zogvar name. Mimai. Maybe Taka means Hadras. Dilmul Yoilam Emaloch Hadras Mamish. What does it mean? Yeah, it means exactly that. She get dressed up. Kihoda Rabbi Udav, Mitzayin Nafshe, Vahoda Matzle. Rashi said, Mitzayin Mikashi, that's what we got. He put on his nice suit and tie to Davin. You know what I mean? I was here. I won't tell you where. When I Davin Minchia, a guy came in, he had a black jacket and a black hat and shorts. I'm like, Zok, you know, put on your pants and take off the hat. You know what I mean? Not just a black hat, a pant. Okay, you know what I mean? I've had him Mitzayin Nafshe. He was Mitzayin Nafshe that way. Okay. I thought it was back in the mountains. You know what I mean? Elom Rabdich Mayitzu Mehocho. Ivdu es Hashem Biyiro Vigilu Bire Odo. Ivdu es Hashem Biyiro. Avoida, says Toysis, is Tfilo. Rashi says the only avoid that we have today is tefillah. Is ifdu as Hashem biyira. The end of the apostle says vegilu bira odo. Be happy in the fear of tzafoni zach. Itaisa says the poshet. What the poshet of pshat gilu bira odo? It means if you ifdu as Hashem biyira, then when the yom ha ra'odo comes, the day of fear, you'll be happy. You'll be happy in the day of ra'odo. If you do your davening right, you're not in the fear from what's up ahead. Rabbeinu Yonah says, "Meiridik pshat poshet pshat igilu bira'odo." Meiridik azach. He says, generally speaking, gil and ra'odo are opposite. They can't sit together. If I fear somebody, then I won't be comfortable with him. I mean, if I'm friendly with somebody, I don't fear him. If I fear a person, I'm not happy when I'm in his presence. But nishtazei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gilu b'ra'odah. Fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But be happy in that you fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because that Yiras Hashem will bring you to everything good. That's the Poshet Pshat. But the Gemara darshins the Poshet to mean, my v'gilu b'ra'odah, Om Rav Arba Masna, Om Rav B'mokim, Gilo Shom Tei Ra'odah. Even when you're happy, when it's a time of simcha, there's got to be ra'odah there too. And as the Barbarian points, it's got to be b'mamutzi. You know, you can't overdo it with kalas rosh. It'll take you away from everything. Right? There's mokum for happiness and joy, but it's got to always be tempered. So there's got to be a ra'odah in the gil too to keep it on the kava m'mutzi. No, the Gemara's not learning it for kev. No, the Gemara's learning it as two separate pieces. If Shem B'Yira, period. That's what Tosfos says. The Poshet Pshat is as follows. If Shem B'Yira, and then with Gilu B'Rodah. The Gemara's saying it's a new thing, Gilu B'Rodah. Afilu B'Mokim Gil, Tav Zayin Ra'odah. That's where it comes. Even when you're happy by a chasen, these kind of things, you got to temper it. Total happiness will bring to Wildkite. Abaya have Yosef kamed the rabbo, chazi dava kobalach tuva. He was joking around a lot. So he was surprising. Well, it sounded like too much. Yosef midai, venira kepirek oil. It looked like he was, taking off all shemayim. Oh my, vegilu berodiksiv. Even once Abba's got to be temperate. He seems to be going over the gruel here. It is an interesting thing. Omalei anot tefillin manachno. I'm wearing my tefillin. Learns Rashi. Very interesting. Rashi says anot tefillin manachno v'heim edus shememshelas koini usvaroso olai. What if a person gets happy or is lightheaded? It looks like he's being perikol shemaim. Once I'm wearing my tefillin, it's clear that that's not what's going on over here. The old malchus shemaim is upon me. Rabbi Yehuda says a meri digab pshat here. He says, you know what he meant? He meant, what are you afraid of? That I'm not having a simcha shel mitzvah. That's your problem. Stop, man. Ano tefillin manachna. I was sick this week. I had a bad stomach. I couldn't put on my tefillin. I'm happy. You know why I'm happy now? Because I put on my tefillin today. That's a simcha shel mitzvah. That's why I'm happy. Please stop happy. Same because I wasn't able to pull on my tefillin for a couple of days. Today I can put on my tefillin. Rabbi Yirmi Abi Yosef Kamei Reb Zeir. Same story. They have a bonach tuva. Omele b'chol etzev yeh moysa. Similar idea, similar posuk. B'chol etzev yeh moysa. K'shol demar atzvah otzev yeh lo schar. Calm down a little bit. Omele b'ayt anot tefillin manach. My brother Avinu over the lulu lebrei. We're making chasna for his son. Chazina l'rabbonu d'gav bat chituva. They were overdoing it. Can't imagine that. Someone doing something by chasana. Hard to believe, huh? Okay, anyway. Isaac Kasa the Mukri bought a glass, a very expensive, we had it before. Someone a very expensive glass. Bas Arba Meyazuz, it cost $400. The Tovar Kamayu. He smashed it in front of them. The Atsivu. They got a little bit calmed down. That's not the show. What happened to Baltashchis? He made about it. The Marzchayis says the Kasha. What happened to Baltashchis? I mean, so since it was Luta'elis, there was a point here. That's not Baltashchis. And Rav Ashi over the lulav brei the chazinu labon davu kabat chetuvo. I see kasher was a gisa chibur, a similar thing. The tova kama the atzivu. So ktoisus tap ktoisus mikan nagu l'shabes chuches v'nesuin. He claims also the marker for breaking glass by a chasna.